The College Experience, Campbell at Coastal Carolina preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season is back at MyBookie, and they're now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP, to play, win, and get paid over at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at $1 million in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter the code SGP to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code SGP only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. You want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with the NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL, and college football back in action? Well, you need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to betql.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co, promo code SGP20. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience, Campbell at Coastal Carolina preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we are picking the big time weekday game, the Campbell Camels at the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Why would you not tune into this Friday night? ESPN picking this game up. It's at 4:30 on the West Coast, 7:30 on the East Coast. This is a game that should be fun. If you follow, look, this is a quirky college football season. All right. You saw that by, you know, Arkansas State, Memphis being the game of the week 2 weeks ago. You know, we're going to have fun with it. It's good football going on through all this country still. Well, I guess not all this country, but a lot of this country. And I really believe you should tune in to see the Campbell Camels at the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. Campbell's head coach is Mike Minter, former defensive back for Tom Osborne at Nebraska. Also, I believe played with the Green Bay Packers and Carolina Panthers, maybe a few other teams. Those two stand out to me. But I think he's done a good job with this Campbell team, essentially. Like, they should have won last week, to be honest. I mean, they played Georgia Southern. Now, Georgia Southern, good FCS in the Sun Belt, been to a bunch of bowl games. Even in the FCS, they were really good. Remember, they beat Florida at the Swamp, I think in 2013 or 2014. And they've been, with the exception of one real bad year, they've been a really good team in both the FCS and FBS. So last week they took on, Campbell had never beaten an FBS school, and they got up early on Georgia Southern. Now, Georgia Southern did have a good amount of players out. They had, I think, 33 players out, but you know, Campbell was up the whole game. Georgia Southern rallies to take the lead, and Campbell answers, goes all the way down the field, scores a touchdown and an extra point would tie it up. They decided to go for two. They had a false start, I believe, or a delayed game, one of the two. And they still went for two from the 7 yard line and did not get it. They lost by one at Georgia Southern. Mike Minter is their head coach. He's in, he's actually been there for quite a while now. He's in year seven, or I think this might actually be year eight technically, but he's had seven seasons there. And the past 3 years, the Camels have had a winning record. So he's got this program heading in the right direction. When he first took over, they were not, they had three losing seasons. Then he went 500 and now he's had three winning seasons in a row. So he's building something perhaps with the Camels. Coastal Carolina, as you saw a week ago, hopefully you saw, it was their only night game we had really going on, was Coastal Carolina at Kansas. And if you remember in 2019, Coastal Carolina opened up at Kansas, 112-7 in Lawrence. They were supposed to play in Conway, South Carolina this year. And because of COVID, they somehow rescheduled to go to Lawrence again. Next year, they're supposed to be back in Conway playing Kansas. They're going to go for the trifecta against Kansas, because last week, if you watch this game, Coastal Carolina got up to a 28-0 lead against Kansas. Kansas tried to rally late, didn't get it done. Some questionable officiating on an onside kick, but Coastal Carolina was the better team. There's no doubt about it. Anyone that watched that game would say Coastal Carolina controlled the line of scrimmage. I was really impressed with their defensive line. I was impressed with the whole team. They made some turnovers. They just seemed to be a pretty good team. I mean, I was impressed with Campbell. I watched that Georgia Southern game and I thought, wow, as a guy that took Campbell plus the 34 points or whatever that was, I didn't sweat 1 second in that game. Breaking down both these teams, I think the key for Campbell, obviously, limit the turnovers. They have a good quarterback in Haji Malik Williams, who last week against Georgia Southern went 17 of 27 for 237, two touchdowns, zero picks. And he also had 73 yards rushing on 11 attempts and a rushing touchdown. And he's only a sophomore. This kid could be something at Campbell. But if you can obviously limit him, control the line of scrimmage, much like Coastal did against Kansas, that would be your key to winning for the Chanticleers. The running game for Campbell, like I said, mostly Haj Malik Williams. They have to get more out of CJ Freeman and Bryant Barr. Barr 9 for 38, Freeman 6 for 39 a week ago. A good thing that they do have going, obviously you got to get the ground game going, and that could be interesting. Because if Coastal Carolina can shut down this passing attack, which I imagine that they're definitely going to be better than Georgia Southern was with 33 players out, they're going to have to find a way to get it done on the ground. But if they can't stop the passing attack, because this passing attack, they have some good, they have two good wideouts and a good tight end. Jai Williams led the Camels in receiving with 72 yards, four catches, 72 yards and a touchdown, but also Jalen Kelsey, 6 for 66 in a touchdown. And don't forget about tight end Julian Hill, who had 3 for 65, didn't score, but averaging 22 yards a catch. And another thing you got to worry about if you're backing Campbell is their kicker missed an extra point a week ago. That's probably why they went for two. But breaking down Coastal Carolina, I was really impressed by this Grayson McCall quarterback, 11 of 18, three touchdowns, zero picks against a Power Five program. Even if it is Kansas, that's still impressive. Now you wish perhaps it was for more yards, only 133 yards. You're only throwing the ball for 7 yards, a reception essentially. That could improve. Maybe take a few more shots down the field. I think you have the opportunity against the Camels of the FCS ranks. I'd like to see Grayson McCall also had 11 for 73 rushing and two touchdowns. This kid played lights out against Kansas. I was really impressed with Grayson McCall. So, and he's only a freshman. So that was really, really impressive. One guy I know from last year, CJ Marble, the running back, 21 receptions, 75 yards. I mean, I'm sorry, 21 attempts, 75 yards. Get this guy the ball. They also have Reese White, who averaged 4 yards a carry. They have a good backfield that should be able to exploit the Camels. Receiving, their top two receivers, both with three catches, Javion Halai at wideout, 3 for 74 and a score. And also Isaiah Likely at tight end, 3 for 47 and a score. So both these teams have a good tight end. Another thing to keep in mind, Coastal Carolina's kicker, 5 for 5 on extra points and also 1 for 1 on field goals. So he is still perfect on the season. Now, I was really impressed with this Chanticleer defense. Really impressed with DeJordan Strong at corner. Played some big plays. They got after Kansas. They had five sacks. And really, defensive tackle C.J. Brewer was a force. Keep an eye out on him. And also the linebacker Jeffrey Gunter and Silas Kelly. Vegas is saying currently the line is at, let me just pull this up to make sure I am the most giving you the most recent line here. We have the current line at this very second. Campbell getting 26 and a half against the Chanticleers. And I'll tell you what my pick would be. I think there's just enough offense. I'm seeing a projection, a couple of websites saying 37-3 final score. I don't think so. I think Campbell will have, I know that line of scrimmage was very, very impressive by Coastal Carolina. They established that line of scrimmage against Kansas, but I think having a mobile quarterback kind of gives you a little bit of wiggle room there. And I think Haj Malik Williams is going to give you just enough offense to be able to cover that number. Give me the Campbell Camels. Yes. Didn't think I'd give you a podcast previewing this game. Well, you thought wrong, people. Take the Campbell Campbell. Shout out to Tony Campbell and Eldon Campbell and all the Campbells out there. I'm excited to watch this game. Primetime TV Friday night. Come on. You got to bet on something. Take the Camels plus the 26 and a half. Shop around though. I saw it at 27 and a half about 30 minutes ago. So shop around, see if you can get the best possible line, but I am excited to check out Coastal Carolina and Campbell. I like this quarterback, Haj Malik Williams, but Coastal Carolina, part of the Sun Belt, and the Sun Belt looking great so far. Really impressed with their start to the season. Head coach Jamie Chadwell at Coastal Carolina doing the damn thing. So he also has experience. He also was used to coach at a team that played Mike Minter and Campbell often. He was the head coach of Charleston Southern in 2013 and 14. So food for thought. He had good success against them too. This is the college experience, guys. Please, if you can, share, subscribe, do all this, bet this game. Come on, you gotta. If you could go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, that would be the best possible thing you could do for us. That, and maybe perhaps throwing this thing up on social media or texting a friend that's a Coastal Carolina football fan or a Campbell football fan. We don't discriminate. But yes, we would really appreciate a 5-star review. And if you take a photo of a 5-star review and send a screenshot on your phone and send it to me, I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. I will send you a t-shirt for the college experience. That's what we do over at the Sports Gambling Podcast. And they're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check them out. Follow them. Follow me. Follow Patty C at Patty C831. And yeah, this is the college experience, guys. I'll be there Saturday morning with the Periscope an hour before all the games kick. 8 a.m. West Coast, 11 a.m. East Coast. And yeah, Periscope, preview all the games, tell you who I like, also give away my DFS lineup, guys. This is the college experience. Campbell at Coastal Carolina preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.